Speaking of love, a man who I think is very well versed in love, Kira. You'd be surprised.
I don't agree. But anyway, I'm not going to argue with you because I don't give a shit.
Certain aspects of love, I think he would be very well versed on.
If by love you mean riding, well then maybe.
That's a form of love. A friend of the show, and I would say Ireland's top male dating expert. In fact, I would even say Ireland's top dating expert. Galway Player is on the phone. Galway Player, hello, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you, Chris?
Good. You know, I can't complain. It's good to hear from you. I'd imagine. Are you kind of taking a break now as the tourist season is winding down in Galway? I mean, I'd imagine a lot of the Americans are kind of going home and everything. You don't have
a lot of the girls are going back to school. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
See, that's it. You have the students coming in now.
Oh, so, of course. Yes. Yeah, sure. What are we saying? Yes.
Poor girls.
A lot of mature students, American tourists, and just, you know, hot freshers and stuff like that. It is a fantastic time of the year.
Of course, I forget. There's always something for you, isn't there, Galway Player?
Like, I was at the launch of the comedy festival, and I mean, you know, it's great to be at events like that, see the different movers and shakers in town, obviously get the face out there and see who's worth getting to know.
Sure,
say.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you are also an excellent networker, Galway Player. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, it's not just a dating expert you are. I think a lot of the principles of dating apply to things like networking and business and all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you're dead right. But look, Galway Player, you are on because every week you come on and you give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as yourself. Because let me tell you, this man, he's an expert with the ladies. His book is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. He is also on the internet. His website is galwayplayer.com, and of course he is on Twitter at Galway Player, simply at Galway Player. Go online, give him a follow. So Galway Player, what are we going to chat about this week? What is going on in the world of Galway Player?
Okay, well, I had a, shall we say, an unfortunate incident on a date this week.
Oh, good.
I was out with this girl, and it was kind of, well, I won't say unfortunate, it was kind of, you know, planned. She hadn't, like, considering who I am and the person that she was on a date with, I didn't think she had made enough of an effort. So I said, you know, I thought it was subtle enough. I said, I love the way you're so laid back about your looks.
Oh, that's a complicit, though.
That's a horrible thing
to
say.
Yeah, that's a very complicit to a woman.
Didn't go down too well.
I'm sure.
To be perfectly honest.
I'm sure
it's
if she.
Not going to be a second date, to put it that way.
Well, I'm sure if she said the same thing to you, you wouldn't like it either. So.
Absolutely not. Well, I always make an effort on my date, and we have been texting and, you know, messaging for quite a while. Like, you know, I help out a lot of businesses with social media because, as you can tell from my Twitter, I'm a genius.
You're
at
a
that.
Guru.
And oh yeah.
You're an expert.
If I was charging her the fees that I charge businesses,
you'd be a prostitute.
The amount of time that I had put into texting this girl, she'd owe me quite a bit of money. So I thought, you know, taking time out of my busy schedule, I had moved her up the playlist, and, you know, I thought, yeah, she hadn't put in enough effort. So that line is kind of thrown out there as a, like, listen here, you've got a great opportunity, you've thrown it away, so, you know, you need to sort yourself out. Maybe she'll take you know, what I hope is the right message from it, that she needs to make more of an effort going forward.
So go ahead, Player, you kind of...
No, I'm sorry, that is not okay. That is not an okay thing to do at all.
But do you not get that he's...
No, but how dare he say that to her?
But do you not see that he's coming from the analogy of, as in, if this was a business setting and she was faffing around like this...
Relationships aren't... businesses.
But to a certain extent,
the way the Galway Player was talking there, you know, lads, listen, this is your problem. It's not a business. All right, maybe that girl thought she looked absolutely just fine. You cannot say that to another human being. No wonder she walked away, and no wonder there was no second date. There's so many things that lads don't say to girls, and girls certainly don't say to lads, because guess what? We'll hurt each other's feelings.
Yeah, no, I get that as in that I was a bit of a complice old Galway
Player.
On a first
date, Galway Player. God, that was a rookie mistake on your behalf.
If this was the effort she put in on a first date, imagine what it'd be like 3 or 4 weeks down the line.
You're so shallow. Like, did you even give yourself a chance to get to know this girl?
See, this is what I'm saying. I thought I had. I thought
texting isn't the same
effort.
Thing as a relationship.
I can read people like a book, okay?
Oh, you can, yeah.
This girl, but obviously, you know, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but it was just, you know, it was disappointing. I was there looking good, as I always do,
sure.
You know, leaving the house, because it's important. Like, as we say in business, if you're going to a meeting, it was like her going to a presentation and having a few notes scribbled on the back of a fag box. Like, it just wasn't, you know, if you're going on a date, you need to bring your A game. People wonder why they're single, and then they're turning up with greasy hair and, oh, terrible T-shirts and all this kind of stuff.
Do you mind me asking, Galway Player, without identifying her, of course, or anything, what was it that irritated you about her appearance? What was she falling down on that you felt was unacceptable?
Opinion.
Yeah.
Makeup, very minimal, and she needed some.
okay.
Her hair.
But wait a second. I thought that you've always come on here and said that girls shouldn't wear fake tan and shouldn't wear that much makeup.
Sounds like this girl might have.
No, I genuinely believe if it's applied properly. I have in recent times got to know a lot of phenomenal makeup artists and women in this industry. And when it's done right, it is fantastic and can improve even, you know, you can actually turn a pig's ear into a silk purse.
Right. With enough
the
makeup.
Right application
sure.
of makeup.
Sure.
Yeah, like I'm a huge fan. My blog on Coco Brown got nominated for Best Blog in Ireland this week because I've been learning and studying this kind of stuff. And I've seen that if it's done properly, you know, you can make birds look decent. This one, she has, as a blank canvas, she had a bit of potential. And that's what upsets me the most. She had the potential. She just threw it away. It's like the lad in the Gaelic team. You know, this great fella playing on the team and said, oh, his brother was unbelievable. The women in the drink got to him. We have that in every parish in the country. And now we have women. Ah, she could have been decent if she threw on a bit of Coco Brown.
Now, Guy Player, was makeup the only thing? Because I would say that that's quite a thing to judge her solely on. Was there clothing? Was there other issues?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no. She's wearing a dress and flats with it. That is one of my.
What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with that?
No, it's wrong. High heels. Make an effort.
So if you're wearing a dress, you have to wear high heels.
Yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I didn't know that. I wasn't.
No, you don't. Yes. No. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, lads. I'm going to talk as a person who actually wears dresses.
As a woman.
As a woman, yeah. You don't have to wear high heels if you're wearing a dress. Okay. And do you know what? Maybe she'd been in high heels all day long and wanted to be more comfortable. I know that if I'm in an awkward pair of shoes that I know I'm going to be walking around like a little baby foaling, legs all a-flopping all aside, I would opt for the flats or I would opt for like more comfortable shoes because if you're not comfortable in yourself, you're not going to be comfortable in the date.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. Who are you to tell somebody to wear high shoes?
If I may for a second.
Okay.
He's a Guy Player, exactly. Guy Player, if I may for a second. Kira, if you please, could I get what I think the Guy Player is trying to get at here? I'm like the mediator between both of you. I think what Guy Player is saying is, as you say, she wasn't wearing shoes because maybe she'd been wearing shoes all day. Maybe she didn't have makeup on because she'd had a very long, stressful day.
I'm telling you what this was. She wanted to be comfortable.
But you see, maybe Guy Player saying she shouldn't have been comfortable on a first date and she should have been making a bit of effort. Because if this is how she is on a first date, how comfortable is she going to get down the road? A year from now? 2 years from now? She's going to be shaving? You know?
Comfortable scratching
Listen
your balls.
To the
I'm
TV.
Not going
to
be scratching my balls in front of her.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. God.
I would be comfortable wearing sweatpants to a first date, but I probably know that wouldn't be a good idea. But hey, look, Guy Player, I'm sorry that date didn't work out. It sounds unfortunate. But hey, look, I guess not everyone is meant to be.
Her loss.
Yeah, her loss. Exactly.
Her lucky escape.
Her loss. Well, look, Guy Player, I'm sorry that that happened. You had a rough week. Here, can I ask you, Guy Player? I mean, we have to talk about this for a minute before you go. What did you think of the fact that out of the horniest counties in Ireland, Galway only came 10th?
Yes, I'm actually disgusted with that. I
thought it would have been
really
higher.
Upset.
Yeah.
Definitely higher. Like, even if you look at the statistics, Galway has the second most single men and single women of any county in the country.
Sure.
And a lot of the people are very good looking. I mean, Waterford, seriously. First of all, my thing is, I've been in touch. Have you ever been out in Waterford? They're cash. They're absolutely
stop
septic.
No,
is there any
inbred
to be a sandwich?
Oh,
is there any more inbred to be a sandwich?
Stop it. Jesus. There is, actually life in countries and lands outside of Galway City, you know?
Oh, I've been there. I've been out in Waterford a few times. Good down there. Stayed down there. It's a grand place to look at. They get a bit more sun than Galway. But mother of God. Now, this website, it is $89.95 a month to subscribe to it. Galway is more of a Tinder place. I think if they did a survey on that, we'd be featuring an awful lot higher up the list, okay?
Okay.
I just think that Galway at the same time really needs to make a small bit more of an effort. So, Chris, I actually have a few words prepared.
Okay. Go ahead, Galway Player.
To address the people of Galway so that something like this never happens again.
Okay.
We shall prove ourselves once again able to defend our reputation, if necessary, many times a night. If necessary, alone. At any rate, this is what we are going to try to do. This is the resolve of me, the Galway Player. This is the resolve of Supermax, Halo, Carbon and Karma. The Galway people, hot tourists, hen parties, stags, linked together in their cause and in their need to defend to death our right to ride, aiding each other like good comrades. We shall go on till the end. We shall ride in the back seats. We shall ride on the couches and in public toilets. We shall ride yeah. with growing confidence and growing members. We shall defend our county's reputation, whoever the bird may be. We will ride on the beaches. We will ride in the fields
yes.
and on the streets.
Preach
we shall
go
on,
go
away. Shift. So, my fellow Galwegians, ask not what your county can do for you. Ask who you can do for your county.